You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We were doing a little inner radio station, how you doing in business here. Hopefully the radio mic wasn't on when I was doing that secret business with my prior guest. We've got Dr. Michael Samuels, not to be confused with the developer of Midtown. He's one of Sylvester's radiation oncologists. Dr. Samuels is an expert in treating cancers of the head and neck, lung, brain, and melanoma. Dr. Samuels is also a four-time DCC writer. Dr. Samuels, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. I'm very excited to be on with you tonight.
Oh, you are. I mean, you are, because you don't know me yet. Listen, you've been on. I know you talk about cancer. What are some of the new things that you've got going on in your discipline there, lung or brain cancer, melanoma? Shoot, that's a big deal down here.
Yeah, we're working on all of those areas. My interests really have to do mainly with cancers of the mouth and throat. We're especially interested in the current epidemic of virally caused cancers in the throat caused by human papillomavirus. So most of my research is working on the genetics of that disease and what makes it different from other kinds of mouth and throat cancers.
Wow, that's really neat. And, I'm a baseball fan. You may have heard that earlier, and we lost recently the guy that the guy that played for the San Diego Padres, and I won't remember it until we go off the air, but the reality is that a lot of kids chew. And we saw Jim Kelly come down here. I mean, this is a big problem. I know you've got a position on this. I want to give you the platform.
Yeah, no, that's a really
Tony Gwynn,
thing.
Sorry.
Sure. It's a really important thing to tell the listeners, which is that some cancers can't be prevented, but a lot of mouth and throat cancers can be. And the use of tobacco, whether we're talking about smoking tobacco or chewing tobacco, are entirely preventable reasons to get this disease. And this is really a very disabling disease in which the treatment is difficult. And if we can prevent people from getting it, that's way better than having to treat them.
Well, let's talk about some good stuff now. A number of years ago, they started the DCC ride. You've been now a four-time participant, I hope soon a five-time participant. Tell me a little bit about the experience so we can get a couple of people listening that may be on the fence involved.
Absolutely. The DCC is really a fantastic event. It started 5 years ago, so this is going to be our fifth DCC. We have a financial target of $5 million to raise. We have a big cancer center, the only academic cancer center in South Florida, the only university-based cancer center with about 300 scientists and physicians. And this is one of the things that we can do to really bring the cancer center up to the very top international level. We need to support it as a community. The DCC is a big event. The Dolphins are a fabulous partner. We have so far 2,650 riders signed up.
Whoa!
We've already raised $2.9 million, and it's going up very fast. And it involves people riding from as little as 14 miles to as much as 176 miles, which is, the real diehards like me, that's what we're going to do on February 7th and 8th, Saturday and Sunday.
Well, I hope you stay hydrated appropriately, Doctor.
Well, they do a great job taking care of the riders. We have regular stops. We've got the Dolphins cheerleaders there. We've got people who have given us massages. We've got lots of food and drink and just a tremendous amount of camaraderie, not just from the people who work at Sylvester, but from the entire community that comes out to support us, both to ride and to be there to help us out.
Now, can you help me out? What are the places to go to get more information on Ride DCC?
Well, the way to sign up is to go, just like you said, ridecc.com. It's a great website. It has all the information you need. It is not too late to sign up. We are still recruiting riders. And if people aren't bike riders and they're not interested in doing that, there is a run-walk that's another option, and that's as little as 5K. So pretty much everybody in the community can be part of this.
You know, it's something that's really important. I know that these types of events go on all over the country from, I believe it's, they've got them in, gosh, I know they've
well,
got them.
Ba- Boston has the most prominent one, and there's a great one in Columbus, Ohio, too. And we're trying to become just as strong as those great events.
Thank God you have your notes in front of you, Doctor, because I just blew that one. Now, we're on a great trajectory for this year. People can still get involved, and they don't have to ride. They can sponsor, they can volunteer, right?
Yes, they can even be a virtual rider. If you don't even want to do the 5K walk, you can literally just be a virtual rider, explain to your friends how important it is to support top-notch cancer therapy in Miami and get them to support you, and you can literally do it from your living room. But we'd sure like to see you out there. It's a fantastic event.
Now, in the time that you've been doing the DCC ride for, let's say, the last 4 or 5 years, can you give me an example of one of the breakthroughs in cancer that we've had happen here down in South Florida?
Well, absolutely. What we like to think, well, number one, I want to emphasize that the DCC sends 100% of its funds to the Sylvester Cancer Center. There's no administrative overhead here. It's all going to support cancer treatment and cancer research. There are a lot of examples. Right now, we're working on a system so that when a patient's tumor is removed, we can actually grow the tumor cells, test them in an automated fashion against 100 different anti-cancer drugs, and pick the drugs that will be most likely to work to effectively treat that cancer. That's a system that's completely unique to the University of Miami, and it's being supported by DCC funds.
Wow, so that means that people don't have to randomly try things that may not work, but eviscerate their body? They know they can do a target now?
Well, that's exactly the principle. Now, this is something that's in development, so I'm not going to tell you that it is ready for use for every patient yet, but it is the kind of technology that monies from the DCC support. We have another program where we have an oncolytic virus, which is kind of a fancy way of saying a virus that can attack cancer cells, and it can be used to treat patients with cancers of the mouth and throat in a way that's very different and potentially more effective and less toxic than traditional chemotherapies, again, supported by DCC. And I could go on and on, but these projects are very innovative, and yet they require a lot of resources, and that's where the DCC comes in.
And we're just getting started with the DCC, aren't we? I mean, we've got Tom Garfinkel's, I think, the chairman next year from the Dolphins, so it kicks back over to the Dolphins next year?
Yep. And the Dolphins, as I say, have been a great partner. We really need their organizational staff, the enthusiasm that they bring, and the way that they can just bring the community in on Sylvester's behalf. The Dolphins are critical to this effort.
Well, we've got two of South Florida's biggest brands in the Dolphins and Sylvester teaming up to beat cancer. You can go to RideDCC.com to get involved in a whole bunch of different ways. Dr. Samuels, we've only got about a minute or so left. If we could go through maybe one more example of the things that you guys are working on right now that people can get behind and put their money to work to help cure cancer.
Well, I can do this all night, but we have one of my colleagues right in my department who is working on a project that helps us to understand how cancer cells circulate around the body in certain kinds of cancers where that was not suspected before, and it's teaching us how these cancers spread and giving us clues about which patients need to be treated with drugs and which patients don't. These are new biologic insights that you just don't get without advanced technology and without support from events like this.
Now, the students at U Health work with you from the Leonard Miller School of Medicine over there?
Absolutely. We have, all of us are academic doctors, and we all have research projects ongoing. So we try to involve both trainees or residents and absolutely have medical students as part of it. And that gets them involved and builds their enthusiasm for academic medicine. That's what we want to produce is the cancer leaders of the future.
Wow. Well, it's great to have a cancer leader of today on the show. We really do appreciate it. And, you're warming everybody up. We got Dr. Goldschmidt coming up after you. So I want to thank you so much for clearing the way for the big hitters coming up next.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure, Dr. Samuels. Thank you for doing all the great work you do. And from all the people that will never say thank you for your work, I want to thank you right here and now.